This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. The Mesabi Iron Range is known for a lot of things. It's known for mining, of course, and a rich immigrant history. It's known for fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, petiza, porchetta, and more. We're also not known for a lot of things. We are not known as a good place to buy an Audi, for instance.
Is that some sort of ladies undergarment?
I think so. Another thing we are not known for is that we are not known as a good place to raise tropical birds in the wild.
Rap, rap, pretty bird. Pretty bird, so cold. Pretty bird can't feel beak. Pretty bird needs to start a fire. Pretty bird started fire. Oh no, snow falls on pretty bird's fire. Pretty bird run wild through the woods in hypothermic psychosis. Ah! Pretty bird feeling sleepy. The men from the camp will find pretty bird like this.
Tragic and yet compelling literature just the same. No, as much as we love being from the Iron Range, we have a few weak spots. And one of them is fashion. Whether it's an Arctic cat jacket worn to a job interview, a cat lady sweatshirt worn on a date, or a camouflage worn to church during a wedding by the bride. The Iron Range is full of fashion faux pas. It's not that we think we look good in the clothes we wear, it's just that most of us don't care. I must admit, for me, fashion has always been a problem. I'm not colorblind, but I'm color-matching impaired, or CMI, a real condition that affects 2 out of every 3 Iron Range men and 0 out of every 3.5 billion women on Earth. Every morning in my closet feels like a public service announcement. I'm ashamed, confused, feel out of place in the world around me. Even when I think I match, I usually don't, and my family just doesn't understand. It's a tough problem, and as the Great Northern Radio players will soon show, there's only one possible solution, a cumbersome government review.
Order, order! This public hearing to gather feedback on the fashion impact statement of one Bob Scooter Zabancik will now come to order. Here from the Minnesota Department of Wardrobe Enlightenment and Enforcement Bureau is Dr. Ellen Pansalong.
Thank you, fellow bureaucrat, and thanks to all of you for being here tonight. Your opinion matters to us at MN Dweeb, and your feedback will shape the future fashion of your most embarrassing family members. I will now read the executive summary before we begin taking comments from the audience. Now, this proceeding concerns the assessment of fashion risk as relates to Robert Zabancik. Also known as Bob, also known as Scooter, also known as Bobby Scoots, Bobby Red Scoots, Bobby Brown Scoots, and baby Bobby Brown Bojangle Scootsania, Lord of the Scooty Toot Toot, henceforth known as Mr. Zabancik. Beginning on May 29th, 1983, the day his mother stopped picking out clothes for him to wear, Mr. Zabancik has left the house on numerous occasions wearing the following items. One brown shoe and one black shoe. A green shirt with a green t-shirt underneath that is an entirely different green.
Oh my gosh.
Brown shoes with navy pants and a black turtleneck.
No, you gotta be kidding me.
A Minnesota Vikings jacket with a Minnesota Twins hat, Minnesota Wild socks, and a Minnesota Golden Gophers pajama pants.
Oh, go Wild.
Well, he is a fan, yeah.
And my friends, jeans with no butt. Just a bunch of fabric where you could kind of see his boxer briefs, but not in a good way.
No, that's just wrong.
Mr. Zabancik, you will first be allowed a brief testimony before the floor is opened up to complainants.
So listen, I get dressed in the dark, you know, on account of it being early and such. I honestly think that shirt was blue. Go Twins.
Very well, very well. Thank you, Mr. Zabancik. Our next testimony comes from Mrs. Donna Zabonsik, wife of Mr. Zabonsik.
Thank you, Dr. Lady. Look at my husband. Look at him. Just look at him. I did not dress him this way. I tell him what to wear. I buy shirts for him that match. He doesn't wear them. He is a disaster. The clothes, sure, but also in every other possible way. I've given up trying to change him. But I would like his gosh dang clothes to match like a grown-up. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Zabonsik. Next to the microphone, Miss Sadie Zabonsik, daughter of Mr. Zabonsik.
Thank you, Dr. Pantslong. Guests, distinguished Minnesota dweeb regulators, friends, fellow human beings. My name is Sadie Zabonsik, and I am the adult child of a tank topaholic. Every day, my life is affected by the actions of someone who is not in control of their tank top problem. My father is a good provider. He has always worked hard to make a good life for my mother and me, but he has also worked hard to make my life a living hell in which bringing a friend over means risking a friendship to the awkward, unexpected appearance of my dad's weird, hairy nipples when he leans over to shake my friend's hand. Last summer, Mother and I held an intervention. In the center of our living room, we piled all of Dad's tank tops, pants that don't match anything, shirts with swear words, streaky underwear, and socks with deer blood on them.
My lucky socks.
He promised he would stop, but then later that summer, we found him riding his bike, smoking a cigarette, wearing Bermuda shorts, a tank top, and a fanny pack filled with lighters, breath mints, and gigantic sunglasses like the kind those highway patrol officers wear.
Oh, dear.
This is too much to bear. Please, committee, do the right thing.
Thank you, Sadie. Very powerful testimony. Next, I welcome my colleague from the Minnesota Department of Wardrobe, Enlightenment, and Enforcement Bureau, Dr. Miles O'Fabric.
Dr. Pantsalong, colleagues, I have been enlisted to investigate the economic impact of Mr. Zabonsik's fashion choices. As you can see from Chart 56B, which is an addendum to the fashion impact statement you've all got in your packets, more than 500 jobs could be created if Mr. Zabonsik wore matching age-appropriate clothing.
Well, hold on a minute. 500 jobs just because I dress better? That's a bunch of baloney. He just made that up.
I'm not about to take that kind of criticism from someone wearing white socks and black shoes.
Order! 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 This concludes our public comments on the matter of Bob Scooter Zabonsik's fashion. Now, this next hearing will be held Thursday in the men's section of Herberger's, and the final hearing will occur next Wednesday in the clothing section of L&M.
The Great Northern Radio Players!